Hello, and welcome to episode 102 of Bardic Quest. In this week's episode, our heroes are finally now confronting the Black Spider. Will they defeat him? And will they all survive to tell the tale? So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Got above 20? Anyone? Anyone above 15?
17.
Johan?
17.
18, oh. Gav!
Okay, 18 for Johan. Alright, one second.
I'm gonna assassinate this bitch.
I'm missing a ring.
18 for Johan.
Johan stole it.
Who was on 17? Saga and Sergei, right?
And Sergei, yeah.
So who's got the higher dex of the two of you?
I have 16 dex, plus 3.
Saga has the higher dex.
Alright.
Because so, I'm fast these days.
I only have 10 in my dex.
Saga then, and then Sergei. Alright, go on then, Thoric. What have you got?
10. Bringing up the rear.
10. Okay. All right. This is not looking too bad for you guys then. So to start with, we will be starting. It will go in this order. One of the bugbears. Then Johan. Then Saga. Then Sergei. Then Thoric. Then Halfrin Loren. Then the final bugbear. Okay. So.
Question.
Yes.
How far away is he?
How far away is he from you?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you.
We haven't gone in the room yet.
Yeah, you're
we?
Not even in the room at this point.
No, I'm by the door.
You are by the door. This is correct. All right. So for reference, actually, because this is quite a large room, as I think I said to you. Sergei is probably about 30 feet from you. Then from there is a row of two bugbears, and then behind those bugbears is Halfrin Loren. Okay. But it is one of the bugbears' turns to begin with, who currently is staring down a Sergei who has his middle finger raised at Halfrin Loren as we speak. So the bugbear, in response to this, is going to bare his teeth at you and then swing his morning star at you with reckless abandon. For 21 against your armor class to start with.
That's gonna hit.
Yes, indeed. So he swings this morning star, and you hear a bit of a crunch as part of your armor kind of buckles underneath the weight of the spikes of this thing as you take 11 points of piercing damage.
Okay,
as it
that's
swings
cool.
at you.
winding you for a brief moment. And that is going to be his go. Now, it would have been your go, Johan, but I'm a little sneaky. And nobody had considered looking up at the ceiling of this temple.
Oh, fuck that you off. Are in.
Shite.
And in the southwest corner of the chamber, from the ceiling, slides down on a web a giant spider.
You said you were an arachnophobe.
Oh, yeah. It's fine, though. It's fine. Oh. It's when the spiders start crawling across the living room at speed. That's when I don't like them. This spider now, seeing you take a strike from this bugbear, is going to begin spinning a yarn, so to speak, and is going to try to web you. For 21 against your armor class.
Oh boy, yeah, that's me.
Now, the good thing is this isn't going to do any damage, but it does mean, however, that you are now restrained. Which is not good. You can obviously use your action to try and break the webbing. Otherwise you are essentially restrained.
Cool, okay? Good. Sick.
Which means that obviously you can't move at this point. Let me just bring up, just so I am definitely not getting anything confused. And for the audience at home who might have forgotten, restrained creature speed becomes zero and can't benefit from any bonuses to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. And the creature also has disadvantage on any dexterity saving throws. Johan, at this point, you're kind of looking down the corridor towards the black spider, Sergei, and these bugbears. And this spider just comes into view about 20 feet into the room. This is in the south western corner of this large room, is where this spider has appeared and emerged.
Okay.
And is just webbed Sergei, restraining him, which puts Sergei, obviously, in a very difficult position. Again, Sergei is about 30 feet away from you at this point, with bugbears engaged with him and Haufer and Loren just beyond.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I may have misunderstood you. Is this... If I was to walk into the room, would I see the spider in front of me before Sergei?
Yes, kind of. So the spider will be... As you go into the room, the spider will be just to your left. It's a large creature. It is a giant spider, so it's about 10 foot by 10 foot square.
Right.
So it's a beast. But yeah, so it's not... You can get past the spider to get to Sergei. There would be enough room for you to be able to do that. If you
okay.
wanted to.
In which case, seeing his friend hurt and disabled so, Johan draws Stephen and his unpoisoned dagger and runs full pelt without saying a word at the bugbear who hasn't taken his turn yet.
Okay.
And I'm doing a leap in an attempt to take him down in one fell swoop. And I'm going to assassinate the bugbear who hasn't taken his turn yet.
Very good. Which is the one to Sergei's left.
Mm.
Okay. So remind me, because Assassinate has not come up very often, because you've not had much opportunity to use it. Does this give you advantage or extra damage?
Due to my appalling initiative rolls. Yes, I do have advantage, which automatically gets me sneak attack. I don't need anyone near me. So if I've got advantage, then I get sneak attack.
Very good.
Lovely. So I'm going to roll. That's a natural 20.
Oh, you are kidding me.
No.
Very good, sir. Very good indeed.
And that's with Steven as well.
Steven!
Johan's like, wow.
Well, you haven't done the damage yet. Steven.
That's true. He might be like...
Yeah, two damage.
Okay. Now so, that's 2d8 plus 3. 2d8, that's 6. 8, that's 14. Plus 3 is 17. Plus my sneak attack damage. Whoa! 17 plus 3 is 20. Plus 1 is 21. So that's 21 damage.
Oh, he's certainly bloodied, but has not been taken out. How would you like to describe how you are bloodying him with this critical hit?
Well, I like to think that he took a great leap and got it right in his chest, and he's almost kind of about to fall, but then kind of rears up as if to say, I'm not done yet. But then Johan produces a dagger as if to say, oh yes, you are, Sam. And two, I'm going to use my bonus action to stab him with my dagger.
Very nice, very nice.
And I believe I also, I still get advantage. That's a 7, going to need more. Well, that would be, hang on. Don't know about their armor. Is that 12? How does 12 do against their armor?
A 12 is not going to break through the armor. As you still are kind of very much engaged with this thing, it kind of bats your dagger aside, frothing advantage. At the mouth.
Advantage.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot you had advantage.
That's an 18. Well, 18.
Well, that will... as it bats your dagger aside, you just kind of slash at its wrists with your dagger. In a very nice little finesse-like move. Roll damage for me.
Rolling damage. And there's no modifier to this one, so it's just a straight plus d4. That's 2. But I've got my sneak attack damage. So 2 plus 8 is 10.
Very nice. And as you slash at its wrists, you manage actually to cut quite deep, and there's a significant amount of blood just pouring down its arm at this point as it kind of cries out in pain. It is in what I would call critical condition at this point.
Just a little more. All right, fine. I'll stay like with my blade stuck in this thing. Which I feel like I spend almost half my time with my blades, holding onto my blades, stuck into things. Well, but yeah, I'll stay here for now.
Alrighto. So, as you are feeling pretty happy with having just attacked that bugbear as you did, getting it to a critical condition, on the northeastern side of the temple, behind Halfrin Loren, to your right, another giant spider emerges from the ceiling. And seeing Sergei restrained, is going to fire its webbing off at you.
That's unnecessary.
For 14 against your armor class.
My armor class?
Yes.
Just in the off chance. Because I have... let me just double check this. Because I have... dual wielder.
Yes.
When I'm wielding two weapons, it's plus one to my AC, which brings me up to a 15.
Oh, no way. Very good, sir. Bravo, bravo. So as this web flies towards you, you manage to quickly bring the blades up. You now have kind of briefly web-covered blade, but with a quick flurry, you manage to kind of flick the webbing off onto the ground beside you. This spider... is therefore going to... what's its speed here? Yeah, it's going to crawl or scurry around the back of Halfrin Loren and come around the side to engage with you, Johan. So you now have a giant spider now very much up in your grill. Saga. You are still in the corridor. You've just seen Johan run in. There is equally that giant spider to your left. Johan is engaged with another giant spider, whilst Sergei, being restrained, is engaged with two bugbears. Oh, Johan's also engaged with one of those bugbears. And Halfred Lorenz still behind them, so far untouched. What would you like to do?
So, do I see Halfred Lorenz now?
It's, or... I mean, yes, it's kind of hard to see him, though. But you can physically see him, but there's a whole melee going on in front of him. Okay.
If I move into the room closer to Halfred and Loren, do they get opportunity attack? Or are they too far?
Who, the spiders?
Mm-hmm.
There would be enough room that you would be able to navigate around the spider, because there's like 30 feet between the doorway and where Sergei is. And the chamber itself is actually about, I think it's about 60 to 80 feet wide. Not 60 to 80 feet. Hang on.
I'm going to run into the room.
50 feet wide. Yeah.
So I'm going to run my 30 feet.
Yeah.
As close as I can get to Halfred. And I'm going to shout at him and go, "You should have broken more than your nose." And then I'm going to shoot him with a crossbow.
Very nice. Go for it.
Come on, dice, don't fail me now.
You fire off your crossbow, and just as your arrow looks as though it's going to strike true, he raises the staff with the spider carved onto the end and casts shield around himself as your crossbow bolt just shatters against this magical force. Almost bubbles surrounding him.
Action surge. I'm going to shoot again.
All right.
Different dice.
Another!
Again!
Well, that's... No. Seven. That.
I'm afraid not.
I must be the most useless werewolf that has ever...
No,
he's just got a shieldy bubble around him that is just protecting him from your crossbow balls.
Yeah, it's all the magic bullshit.
All the magic bullshit.
Not ever.
Halfred Lorenz seems to be loving it, and he just smirks at you whilst this melee is going on between you and him. He feels as though, it seems, he doesn't even need to say anything to you, as he just kind of looks very smug. And entertained by the fact that you, this woman who has become very famous in the fighting pits, doesn't seem to be able to touch him right now.
Oh, you just...
Anything else you'd like to do?
That's all I can do for now.
Sergei, you are restrained right now, which means you will be attacking with disadvantage, and you cannot move. You can use an action to try and break free of the webbing, which would require a strength check from you.
Where we're going, we don't need no strength checks. I would like to look towards Halfred and Loran and just go, I'm just going to whip my head over.
I've always thought you spoke too much. Now it's time for you to be quiet.
And I would like to cast silence on him.
Very,
yes,
nice.
Yes, Bard.
That is my second. That is a second level spell. For duration, no sound can be created within or passed through a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose within range. So I'm just going to whap it straight on him. Any creature or object in the sphere is immune to thunder damage. Creatures are deafened while inside it, and casting a spell that includes a verbal component is impossible in there.
Very good.
Stopping some spells and commands.
So, what was the bubble? What was the radius?
20-foot radius bubble.
20-foot radius. So that, so far, includes pretty much everyone except for Thoric and the spider in the southwest corner of the room.
I'm awfully silent in the room.
Yeah. And it is very, very strange now as this bubble of silence just surrounds all of you. Indeed, nice. The sound, Thoric, not even reaching your ears now. All right.
Hello? 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 He starts yawning that.
All right. Anything else from you there, Sergei?
That's pretty much all I can do. So I'm going to save any of the little bits I have. So that's what I'll do. And I'll just kind of try and tuck up Small in my little web.
Alrighty. So, from the ceiling.
Oh, not another one.
Johan, another string of web flies your way.
Wayne.
Yes.
I don't suppose Spider-Man stand up to help us.
That is going to be... Hang on, let me see. So that's going to be 17 against your armor class. I'm afraid, Johan.
It's as Bully you Maguire.
Are now restrained also. This spider is not going to crawl down from the ceiling. It's just going to kind of stay where it is. For the record, the ceiling of this room is 20 feet high.
Oh, Johan's not liking this. Does that mean that that Sergei and I are in our little web blankets just kind of on the floor?
No, not on the floor, but you are. It's very difficult for you to move, certainly.
Are we stood up like this?
Unless you want to, unless you want to roll on the ground.
That's more embarrassing.
Thoric.
So, just so I have a strong idea. So the first spider was in the southwest corner.
Yes.
Spider number two is in the northeast. Spider number three is where?
In the northwest corner.
Okay.
Although there are now technically two spiders in the northwest corner now, because one of them moved around. Okay. But it originated from the northeast corner.
Cool. So I'm in the doorway.
Correct.
Spiders. Three spiders. Two bugbears, one Halfrin Loren.
Yes.
Can I see the Halfrin Loren?
You can see the Halfrin Loren. It's difficult to see because there's a lot of people between you and him, but you can see.
He has just cast shield as well.
He has.
So he's maybe not my favourite target today. Because it'll last for the rest of the round. So, I am going to... is there a spider bearing down on Sergei, did you say?
There is a spider bearing down on Johan. There is two bugbears bearing down on Sergei right now. One in critical condition, bleeding mostly from the wrist, courtesy of Johan.
Right. In which case, I am going to... How far away are they from me?
Sergei is 30 feet away from you, so the bugbears will be 35.
Okay. I can't close with them, so I'm going to run... How far is Halfrin from me?
Well, he's then 5 feet further away, further behind the bugbear, so that'd be 40 feet.
40 feet. I'm going to move 20 feet in to the room so I can still hear.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Towards...
That would put you right on the edge of the, the silent zone. Yep.
If I have to be once, I would rather be less and be this side if that's a deciding factor. I'm going to throw Gladys, who I've recently been reunited with, at the critical bugbear, please.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay, go for it. Roll to hit for me, then.
We're not going for glory. We're just going for pure efficiency.
Absolutely.
That is a 19.
Very nice. Gladys flies through the air. At first, with a bit of a... until she enters the zone of silence and then suddenly cool sound effect stops. But she keeps spinning, of course. glistening in the light of the room.
Oh, you're selling it to me. That's max on the die. That's 9 points of slash of 9 points of Gladys damage.
How are you finishing him?
Oh, just he waits for the satisfying like thunk, but as you're silenced, and then he just sees it as it silently just
collapses to the ground.
So he doesn't hear anything. He just gets like a very small little like spray of blood on his forehead, which
nice.
As this thing's like reaching, raising up to like crush Sergei, and just falls to one side.
I mean,
I just give him a thumbs up.
Gladys responds to your touch far better than she ever did to mine.
Ah, you're fine. I can't hear you at this point. I don't think I'm like, yeah. No. You win.
Is there anything else you would like to do, Thoric?
Well, if I had second level spell slots, yes, but there isn't, so no.
Righto. So.
Or do I? Or do I?
Well, do you? No. A spider had emerged from the northeast corner, from the northwest corner, from the southwest corner. So it would be rude for another spider not to complete the geometric shape and emerge from the southeastern corner, right behind you, Thoric.
Oh boy.
And I thought the spider in Black Spider was figurative. He had an actual affinity with spiders. No, that wasn't said.
Right until it comes to total darkness.
This spider, being pretty much engaged with you in melee at this point, Thoric, is not going to web you, but is going to try and take a bite out of you.
No.
Oh, I am rolling very well tonight. 21 against your armor class.
Yes, I suppose.
4, 6 piercing damage. And I also need you to make a constitution saving throw as you feel venom begin to pump into your veins. As this spider chows down on you.
Is this a poison-based thing?
Yes, it is. So you can roll because with advantage.
I have advantage against poison.
Yes, indeed.
A con, you say?
A con.
'Tis a con, sir. That is a 16.
Which will be enough to pass as the throbbing sensation upon your arm that it has managed to take a chunk out of. It passes after a brief moment as you kind of shake off the kind of numb feeling on your arm.
Shake it off.
He just instantly like sucks the wound, just draws out and no.
And the spider, of course, hisses in response.
I hiss back.
And clicking its mandibles at you. All right. That is going to be the spider's go. But now, it is the turn of the real spider of the show, Mr. Halfrin Loren.
Yes.
Who currently has silence upon him, which, to nobody's surprise, severely limits what he can do at this point.
Yes. Wayne's eyes desperately darting spells, seeing which ones don't have verbal components.
Yes, indeed.
Good move, Sergei. Good move.
That's all I've got.
It's not all you've got. I don't believe that.
It better not be all you've got.
You trying to bardically inspire me?
Imagine Johan trying to be inspiring. You will not.
He'll roguishly threaten you.
Yeah. If you die, I will kill you.
I'll clerically mother you.
Halfrin Loren, now being in the centre of this zone of silence, but whilst not engaged with anybody, is going to dash to the eastern side of the room.
That was the worry.
Where, and in fairness, you may not recall, but there is a corridor on the eastern side of the room heading out, which he uses his move action to go down that corridor and then continues to dart further down that corridor. Okay. So he has now left the room and is beginning to flee.
Someone shout something after him.
Sorry, Alfred is fleeing.
We're all in silence.
Alfred is fleeing.
Coward.
It's all right, we'll get him.
He
That's
is
not very...
About...
Not very
he is about 30 feet down this corridor, which probably... yeah, you can probably all see. Does take him to the top of a flight of steps.
Oh... What's he gonna do?
Okay.
Fall down the stairs again.
No, he's not silver.
Zombie car time.
Cartoonishly falls down the stairs.
One thing I'm not sure of here is whether the zone of silence follows him.
I think it stays.
I think so too.
Oh.
He moved it as the inevitable.
It's weirdly sticky tonight, and it moves with him.
Very clingy spell.
All right. So that is going to be his go, because he has dashed. Which brings us to the final participant of the round. Oh no, he's dead. But that was Bugbear 1.
Yeah.
So he's gone. So actually that brings us officially then, actually, to the top of the round. Which is Bugbear number 2. Who is engaged only with Sergei right now, who is still restrained from the webbing.
Cool. And
so the bugbear brings his morning star up above his head and just brings it straight down on top of the halfling that is young Sergei.
That's with advantage.
With advantage, indeed, because he's restrained. Although, you'll be pleased to know that he did roll exactly the same on both dice. For a total of 14 against your armor class.
That my armor class is a 14,
which does mean it does hit, unfortunately.
Okay.
So the bugbear strikes you for 11 points of piercing damage. As once again you hear a crack. This time you're not sure if it's your armor, or perhaps a bone at this point. But either way, the strike is incredibly painful. As it brings its morning star down to bear. How are your hit points looking, Sergei?
I'm on 8.
Even with the ring of protection, it's just 14.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
It was worth it. I guess.
The bugbear kind of grins at you and goes, not so cocky now, are ya? Rant.
No, I'm really not.
can we hear that?
Oh no, it mutters that, of course, because the zone of silence hasn't moved. So you don't actually hear what it says, but it does. I mean, bugbears are not incredibly intelligent anyway, are they? with an 8 intelligence. So it starts mouthing off at you, but you can't really hear the insults. That brings us to the spider in the southwest corner, which is not so far away from Thoric, Now, spiders, giant spiders, do get to potentially recharge their webbing. This spider's webbing does not recharge, which means that at this point, Thoric, as the closest enemy, you're probably looking quite tasty right now. And so
I'm well-fed and juicy, what can I say?
Well, indeed. So he's going to scurry towards you, and he's going to try and take a bite out of you for 15 against your armor class.
Nope.
How are you defending yourself against this spider's bite?
Oh, one of them comes at me, has my arm, and then he comes and is just, he's scrabbling over the shield. I'm just like, get back, you weaving. He just shoves him off.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, there's two on me now, is there?
There is, that's right. You've got one on either side of you.
Hmm.
Johan, you are restrained right now, so you're attacking with disadvantage. Attacks against you have advantage, you have zero speed. So you can't chase after Halfer and Loren. Even if you wanted to, unless you use an action to break free of the webbing.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Alright, can I get a strength check from you then, please?
You may. You may. Come on, arms. That's a seven.
A seven is not going to be enough, I'm afraid, as you try and Hulk Hogan your way out of this this webbing. But unfortunately, the webbing is actually a little bit stronger than you had anticipated and doesn't quite tear in response.
How about then? Can I use a bonus action?
You have a bonus action and move action remaining.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if I can use my bonus action to throw my dagger in isolation because of two weapon fighting. Like, or is it only as a consequence of having attacked with my main weapon first?
I think it is in response to having attacked with your main weapon first, but let me just have a quick two weapon fighting bonus action. When you take the attack action and attack with a light melee weapon that you're holding in one hand, you can use a bonus action to attack, so you do have to make the attack action first, I'm afraid.
No worries then. I get closer to Sergei and oh wait, no, I can't move, can I?
Correct. Although Sergei is stood right next to you. Well, probably not stood. Bent over double probably right now.
I throw him a worried look. And then I want to speak, but I end up going, I mouth, hold on.
Anything else?
Sorry, I'm sure what James is mouthing is very dramatic and I'm taking it to heart and I wish I knew what he was saying, but like, yeah. I suppose I'm just kind of... And I just look at him, and I'm guessing he's bleeding, and he's not looking great.
I'm appreciating Sergei's silence here.
This dumb show is amazing, and I hope you guys at home can see it. To which Johan Kulu responds, "Oh no,
I am trying."
Oh, joys. So no bonus action?
I can't, because of my cunning actions, I can only hide, dash, or disengage, none of which I can do while I'm webbed. So I guess I stand there and look pretty.
Well, you could, here's an option, you could try and take the dodge action instead. Oh no, you've used an action, never mind. Sorry. I got your hopes up there.
Could he
Sorry.
Disengage and just fall? Just
didn't when you started talking about cunning action, I was like, oh, well, what actions has he got available to him? But you've used your actual action. Forgive me. Sorry. With one hand I giveth, the other I taketh away. So yeah, that's probably you done then, isn't it? Huh?
Cunning action is a bonus action.
Yeah. But you can't use dodge as a cunning action, which was my mistake. No.
Oh, okay, fair. Sorry, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I got carried away with the list of options available to you. All right.
Look threatening.
So, at this point then, you have a spider kind of licking its proverbial lips, obviously metaphorically, because I don't know if spiders can lick lips. Probably not.
But he ain't licking mine.
I've just imagined one. It's not great.
So it is going to try and take a bite out of you, Johan, as you are currently webbed up, which makes it very, very happy. And it is going to be doing so with advantage.
Eat my shorts, you eight-legged freak.
Which is going to be a dirty 20.
I think it will eat your shorts, actually, Johan. As well as all of you.
So you're going to take 4 piercing damage, but I also need you to make a constitution saving throw, please, as it starts to pump venom into your veins.
Yeah, join all the rest of the crap that's surging through my body. Including a curse, a great amount of stress, probably hypertension, a lot of crudely healed scars. Say again, bud.
Sweet, sweet passion. That's all I said.
Oh, thank you, man. That'll be a 16.
A 16 will be enough to pass. So you do not suffer negative the side effects. Yeah, you do not become Spider-Man.
I like to think that Johan shrugs it off through sheer force of will. He just decides not to be poisoned.
I feel as though that
too
is
stubborn to be poisoned.
Yeah. So that is going to be that spider's go. So Saga, you have Sergei and Johan restrained in front of you. There is a bugbear attacking Sergei and a spider attacking Johan. There is a spider on the ceiling behind the spider attacking Johan. And Thoric is behind you with 2 spiders attacking him. And, meanwhile, to your right is Halfrin Loren running down a corridor.
Naga, save us!
Do I free them or do I... She kind of wants to run after her Halfrin, but people need her. Oh my god. Choices. Okay, I'm gonna... Okay. I'm rolling a dice because I can't decide. I'm rolling a dice to see what I do. So evens, I save people. Odds, I run after Halfrin. Even. Okay. I rush to... I'm guessing Johan's closer to me.
They are both kind of right in front of you at this point.
So okay, they're right in front of me.
Yeah.
Slash at the restraints on Johan.
Alrighty. In which case then, could I get an attack roll against the webbing, please?
15.
Which is gonna hit, so roll for damage for me.
The web.
Yep. The web is statted.
The web is statted?
The web is statted.
The web has stats?
Yes.
What languages can it speak?
13 damage.
Deep can speech. It speak? Abyssal, Celestial, damage. Or Infernal?
Surely all right. I can
seduce the web.
Absolutely, that's going to be enough to cut through that webbing, freeing Johan as Johan, that kind of tension around you kind of releases for a brief moment as Saga frees you from the webbing using her attack action. What else would you like to do, Saga?
Is Sergei literally right next to him, or do I have to move?
No, Sergei is right next to him too.
Well, that was my one action. Mm-hmm. You're not going to let me slash again to free Sergei?
Well, I mean, if you have another way to have an attack action, you can.
I was going for be incredibly charming and charm the DM, and that obviously failed. So no.
You don't have any extra attacks you want to use?
I have one action surge, okay? And I've used it.
I mean, I'm just spitballing.
Rub it in. I don't have extra attack.
I wasn't trying to rub it in. I genuinely wondered.
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't have anything else.
So is that That's you done good. Then, yeah?
Yeah.
Alrighty. For the record, though, before you do pass on your turn, you are technically not actually engaged with anybody right now.
go after him.
So movement would not provoke any attacks of opportunity for you.
Go after him.
If Sergei says, yeah, but I can't hear him. I can't hear Sergei.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, she would have seen him go after him. I'm going to dash 35 feet.
I know, yeah. And Johan goes like...
Yeah, I'm going to run that because I can do 35 feet
you
now.
You can
I'm
do 35 feet now because you are a
I
werewolf.
I am running after Halpin.
All right.
Wish I could run 35 feet.
You poor little dwarf.
I really appreciated it.
I get these shiny boots and there she goes outstripping me again.
All right. So you use your move action then to try and catch up with Halfrin Loren, who is about, at this point, about 20, 25 feet away from you. I can't hear you right now, Anina.
You're actually silent.
You are actually... You've left
yeah,
the
I
zone
I went through
silence.
The field into melee range with Twat Face McGee.
So, bearing in mind,
yes,
he used his action to dash 60 feet. You used your action to free Johan from the webbing.
Yep.
Do you have a way to do a dash action as a bonus action?
No.
So then, so you unfortunately are not quick enough to close the gap. But
okay.
Well, you closed the gap
I'm
a bit,
running.
But you can't get to melee range with him.
Okay.
But you are in pursuit.
I am in pursuit.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Next up then, Sergei. You are still restrained after having gestured for Saga to go and get Halfrin Loren. There is a bugbear still above you, getting ready to strike you with his Morning Star again, and a spider only about 10 feet away from you attacking Johan. And behind you are two spiders attacking Thoric right now.
Cool. Has anyone ever considered that D&D is just our way of dealing with gambling?
I had not.
I'm going to try and...
As an ex-croupier, I appreciate that.
I'm going to try and break free from the things I'm going to...
All right, try and break free. Strength check then, please. What was that, sorry?
11.
It's not going to be enough, I'm afraid.
Cool.
You are
that's
still restrained,
really cool.
Sir.
I'm just going to then turn to the bugbear, look really sad, and just start monologuing to him in silence.
Appeal to his better nature.
It all started when I was but a young, slightly smaller halfling.
Soliloquy.
Yeah, a silent soliloquy.
Oh,
that's nice.
During which Sergei sheds a singular tear and nobody knows why.
Is this to be the end? Farewell, cried the wounded piper.
Might not hear the words. Might not hear the words, but you feel why. Mm.
Yes.
I came upon a tomb, rain slicked.
So
now I'm alone. What a rogue peasant slave am I.
There is the spider that is on the ceiling in the northwest corner. So here's go now. His webbing does not recharge, so he's going to drop from the ceiling. And then he's going to move to engage with young Johan. So Johan now has two giant spiders on him. And this spider is going to try and take a bite out of you too, Johan, but this time not with advantage, because you are no longer restrained. And that's going to be a 18 against your armor class.
Yes.
Overachieving spiders.
For 5 piercing damage, as once again its fangs kind of embed themselves into your skin, starting to pump poison through your veins once again. So could I get another constitution saving throw, please?
You may. I'm not so lucky this time. That's a 5.
My.
That'll do.
So that is an additional 9 poison damage.
I swear, Johan must have some kind of brain damage at this point. The amount of times he's been knocked unconscious, you know, he's probably high risk for a stroke at this point. So Johan is once again down.
No.
No.
Don't say no like you're surprised. You cursed him.
I did.
Can
not.
Can I have all my health back, please?
Really? You're killing him.
The dice,
your fault.
Sir. The dice, sir, are killing him. Damn. Okay, so you are currently dying as of right
just
now.
Just like, oh, not again. If there is an afterlife, I bet whoever's on the front desk just sees someone like hovering around the door and just keeps kind of going in and coming out and going in and coming out. And it's kind of like...
Blip.
Looking over his magazine, just kind of like, you're coming or going? Make up your mind.
Thoric.
You're a cat in a doorway going in and out. A
revolving door. Stuck in the revolving door of the afterlife.
Do I see that Johan has...
100% yes.
How far is he from me?
He is currently about 15 feet away from you.
Brilliant.
And he is also, I should remind you, in the zone of silence.
He is, but that's fine.
That's fine.
I'm not.
True. You are also engaged with two giant spiders.
That's fine. I'm going to use my bonus action to... cast Healing Word.
Very nice.
And he can't actually hear me, but that doesn't matter. He just feels it kind of as he's sort of passing over, he just hears me shout, "Get up!" and I heal him for. 10 HP.
Hey.
Very so nice.
He wakes from death.
I just sort of like point to him and I'm like, no.
Very
so nice. His eyes flutter.
However, of course, sees... you are at this point prone still, Johan. Of course.
Yeah, I know the drill.
But
he sees
crucially,
the face of his mentor
dying.
Once more. He's like, Johan, nice to see you again. Oh, goodbye. And Thoric just kind of goes, right. Now, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Here's it. Oh, hell with it. And just clocks one of them with his warhammer.
All right, the spider to your left or to your right?
To the left.
I knew you were going to do that.
Couldn't resist. That's a 16.
He's going to hit.
Good. That is good. Yeah. Lovely. 1d3. That's 8 points of bludgeoning damage, please.
Very nice as you strike with... This is with your warhammer, yes?
Oh, aye.
Just clocking it around the face for 8 points of damage. And it lets out a horrible hiss in response. This is the first time that this spider has really taken any significant sort of damage. And so it kind of retreats for a brief moment, kind of regroups, and then kind of gets ready to pounce once again.
As it hisses at me, I just resounding off of the resounding off of the chamber, like little bits of dust fall, but it just there's like a smash cut between going cuts inside the sphere, nothing.
Like Ace Ventura with the patio door. Alright, anything else from you, Thoric?
That's me.
No,
that's me.
The spider on the other side is going to try and take a bite out of you, Thoric. For 24 against your armor class.
It's Thoric, actually. And yes, that does hit.
What did I say?
Jesus.
Oh.
Mean.
You genuinely had me there. Brilliant.
That was so
I'm a really silly dude. I'm sorry. So ow. Yes, that hits.
That is 8 piercing damage, and I also need a constitution saving throw with advantage, please.
Lovely. 8. Damage. Not looking brilliant. Lovely. That is a 18.
Okay, so you managed to shake off the spider venom on this occasion too. Look down to see some nice fang marks in the side of your arm, kind of to go along with the other ones that were there.
Is it matched or just sort of
kind of like if you put your forearms together, it's like dice pattern.
Ooh,
very nice.
Sorry, it does.
Now it is the turn of one Halfrin Loren, who looks back to you, Saga, as he is at the top of the stairs, and he smiles at you, and he says, "Oh well, maybe next time," and he casts invisibility as he disappears from right in front of you.
What?
We'll just scream this blood curdling scream at the empty space,
which most of us are unable to hear.
Yeah.